At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. We are so close to Wiggy's vacation. I'm getting more and more jealous. And every single break, I can see the tension just leaving your shoulders. You're never really a tense guy, but you just become more and more relaxed as the minutes are counting down.
Because I love what I do. So, and I talk ish for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Get paid to do it.
Like, yes, you do.
Yeah, it's like
it's the best.
What I do is not work. It's fun. So, I'm cool for the vacay.
Where are you going on the ferry? Where are you leaving?
New Bedford.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, because Leon hit me to that. He hit me to the New Bedford ferry.
Yeah.
Steamship. Yeah, steamship.
You can go streaking on it.
Yeah, well, and it's so much easier, I feel like, to get to New Bedford than the other place was
Hyannis.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to deal with the Cape.
Yeah, you go right down
to... You go to Woods Hole, too, but...
That's...
Cape, too,
right. So it's so much easier. And then it's like maybe a 50-minute ferry ride. And then,
yeah, you're going to love it.
Yeah. I mean, I went there last year, so it was a great time. And like Curtis said when he peeked out the weather window, weekend's going to be beautiful.
And I don't know what time you're going, but... Morgan's Cantina in Fall River, right near New Bedford. We went, Greg and I went there before the Tipsy Seagull that was held at, 52, the other restaurant.
But isn't that Fall River, though?
It's near
Pier
New Bedford.
52.
Oh, okay.
Pier 52, okay. Right. But Morgan's Cantina for lunch, I think Talina would love it.
Oh, they close to, how far is Fall?
Like 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I knew they were near each other, but I wasn't if it was like a 20.
They're adjacent.
Okay. But you can get some drinks on that ferry. That'll be nice.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. We definitely turned up weekend in the vineyard.
I love it. All right, it's time to get to our Hill Notes, Jackson.
Coleman.
It's electric.
Hill Notes are brought to you by Coleman Electric.
So I'm getting up this morning, getting ready for work, and my phone goes off. It says, you just received $200 from Coco Cox. Thanks, Coco. I'm getting breakfast.
Coleman. God, Tom. College Tom. Whatever Tom. Tom. Tommy boy. Have a little bit more energy, buddy. A little bit more energy. Not so monotone.
I think College Tom crushes it. I think that your tone is perfect.
Great job, Tom.
Very respectful. And also, when it comes to the $200, I was able to cancel that, which was a nice feature on Cash App. Because Venmo, once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, it's a nice feature. Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry, Coco, but I'm with Wiggy on this one. You got to pay your bets immediately. No matter if there's one pending or not, this is really a bad look for you.
All right, that's fair. I learn something new every day.
Well, you know what? That's the great thing about the world we live in.
It is.
You learn from your mistakes, and then you bounce back, and then you don't make the same mistake the second time.
I will never make that mistake again.
Don't want to be an error repeater.
Nope.
Yeah, you don't. No, just pay it up and, you know, wait for the next one.
And now we're settled.
Yeah, and I settled mine. As soon as I got my money, you got yours.
You did.
Right, and then he canceled it.
I can't wait for the Patriots game this Saturday. It's going to be a gangbang.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one this Saturday.
Yeah, okay. So I want to get your thoughts right now. So okay. Between the first preseason game and the second preseason game, who are you expecting to see more of, less of? Are there people that they're going to hold out? Like, mm-hmm. what does that second preseason game do for Mike Vrabel and the coaching staff?
Well, I look at the second preseason game as the way they used to be when there was four, the third preseason game.
Right.
I expect these guys to play the first half and then a series into the second half because I like to go in a halftime, make a few adjustments, and then come out and then get a series because that's what's going to happen when you get into the regular season. So you want that on your body, what it's like to play a half and then go in a halftime chill and then come back out. So that's what I'm going to be looking for. I'm going to be looking forward to the offensive line combinations because remember Mom talked about two rookies on the left side. Mm-hmm. That concerns me a little bit. Now, I'm not saying they can't get the job done, but I have a little bit concern with that. Do they have to have guys in extra protection over there? Where do they have offensive line combinations where maybe they say, okay, hey, we're going to move Wilson to the right side. Maybe we move Onwenu to the left side because I don't think they're going to move Campbell. That's not the issue. And say, so now you have two guys, two rookies that have veterans next to them. Moses on the right, and you'll have Onwenu on the left to help out Campbell. Because we know from talking to Vrabel, they had some protection issues when it came to some games that the D-line was playing. So that's something I'll be looking at as well. I'll be looking at the running back situation
right.
to see what's going on with Ramondre Stevenson.
Do you think that we see him in a first half and into a series in the second half if we haven't seen him during practice?
Like, well,
that
I expect him, yeah, because if we saw him playing the first preseason game, I guess the question becomes, does he practice today against Minnesota and tomorrow? So those we'll have a better idea going into the game. And then the other thing I think Curtis said will be Steph Diggs.
Yeah.
The Steph Diggs play.
I just am interested, just because of the way Vrabel answered that mm-hmm. question from Courtney on Monday, what is he going to be doing? Is he there? Did he make the trip, I guess? He must have made the trip.
Yeah.
Because he's still practicing.
Is he going to be in the scrimmages today, I guess?
Yeah, he would. I mean, if he's there, he's probably practicing.
Yeah, he did against the Commanders as well.
Okay. So the only thing that Steph Diggs didn't do
was play.
And so do we see if Vrabel doesn't play him Saturday, then I think we read into what he said, and it's probably more of a precautionary thing if he doesn't play him. But if he does play him, then it's like, okay, they wanted to hold him out anyways, and now, hey, get a few series, throw him the football. Because the biggest thing with the injury, and I was fortunate, and I never had to deal with it, but from talking to guys that have dealt with injuries like that, is coming back and withstanding the tackling. Because you feel confident, like, I can go out there, run, and cut on it, but what happens when I get tackled in an awkward position? So maybe that would be a good thing. I throw him a screen pass early, let him get tackled, see, hey, the leg is fine, it's going to hold up, and then we can hit the ground running.
What do you think of J.J. McCarthy? What do you think about him? What do you think he'll be?
I don't know. From the things that I've saw and just, like, seeing down there, J.J. McCarthy is... There's times he struggles.
Did a listener send a message about J.J. McCarthy?
Yes, they did.
This time he's struggling a little bit. And you got to think about this. You're talking about a rookie, and in essence, he's a rookie, even though he was drafted last year, he didn't play, who is now the quarterback of a team who won 14 games, I believe.
Yep.
Right? And the expectations are this team should be a Super Bowl team. So imagine the pressure that he has to deal with. When you had Sam Darnold take a team to, did they make the NFC Championship last year?
No, they lost in the first playoff game, I think.
But a 14-win team, and then you're the guy, and you're the expectations are through the roof. And then if Sam Darnold, I believe he's in Seattle, if he's successful, do they say, man, did we make the wrong decision in moving on from Sam Darnold? Because if this team is struggling.
Yeah, they got blown doors 27-9 in the wild card by the Rams.
Yeah, so it would be interesting to see. It would be good. You know, we'll see how he does against Drake May.
Yeah.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shine yesterday saying if he saw Pikachu, he wouldn't get a picture or an autograph with the one and only Pikachu is pretty, pretty funny. If Shime saw Pikachu, he'd have a Bulbasaur boner, but he wouldn't be able to see it because he can't see past his belly button. You want to know why? Because Shime still stinks.
Not nice.
See, I say that was Cap, too. Like, if Shime did see Pikachu,
he would be humping Pikachu's
leg. No, he wouldn't.
If he would definitely get a picture. Come on, Courtney. He loves Pokemon. He'd go and wait in line at a Walmart. You're telling me if you saw a Pikachu, he wouldn't get a picture?
Maybe a selfie, but he wouldn't wait in line for it.
No, not wait in line.
No, he'd cut people.
No, he wouldn't.
He'd still get a picture. What's the difference if he's waiting in line or if he's taking a selfie?
Well, because our whole thing was like you're waiting in line to cut in front of kids.
So if he's taking a selfie with Pikachu, come on. Doing that.
Watching on YouTube this morning and looking at Curtis's face when Jackson is given his lead about pulling golf bags out of the dumpster was priceless. Can somebody please tell Jackson how to construct a normal lead?
It's Jackson's leads.
Yeah, he gets to choose kind of what avenue he goes. And
I just don't understand.
I mean, we've all went down those roads before. Didn't you give somebody like a happy birthday shout out on your lead at one time? Or
I don't think I did that, no.
I thought there was a friend you... Maybe it might not have been a happy birthday shout out. But
I mean, I give happy birthday shout outs, but I don't think that it was a lead.
Hey, Jackson, this is the FBI. Yeah, we're bringing you in. We've been waiting all week to find out who's selling those crappy golf bags to just normal, everyday people, and it's you. I hope you like gruel, pal. I hope you like gruel, and watch out for the Dementors.
Prison Mike, love it.
The Dementors.
Oh, my God, Wiggy. The only thing dumber than your take on these bets with Courtney is the leads by Jackson every day. Those are painful.
I don't get it.
Hell, Wiggy. I love you, dude, but you're going off on this huge tangent that means nothing. Like, she can pay you the $200 and you send her the $500. Boom, done. End of story. Stop making it a big deal. Stop dragging it out. It's annoying.
I will say that...
Wiggy here!
I will say that when we are going through these, people seem to have my back, but on Twitch and in the moment, everyone was on Wiggy's side.
Yeah.
So,
because once you paid it, you got paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't understand that, but I guess, the fact that Wiggy paid immediately kind of makes him right.
Yes,
God love you.
Wiggy here. That's not how I bet. You ain't stand up. I know I owe you $300, but you didn't pay me first. You not stand up.
Really, Wiggy? Pay her the $300 and get over it.
No, see, it's the principle, though.
Yeah, no.
It's the principle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the principalities of it. That $200, I could have took that.
Right.
Took it to...
One Powerball.
One Powerball, whatever it was. Yeah. Or I could have took it to one of my many gambling apps that I use.
Yeah.
And put that money towards a UFC fight, which then maybe I hit.
Parlay it up.
And now the money that I'm paying you...
Doesn't even come out of your pocket.
Right. Bingo.
It's house money.
It's what we call, you got to do things sometimes just off of GP.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
That's all it is.
And I learned. I want to be a stand-up gal.
Yeah.
I do.
Amen.
You can get there.
Okay. I'll work on it.
I feel like Wiggy is so far into this whole bet thing that he cannot change his opinion now. Like, you're going to take the $200 that she gives you and you're going to go invest it and gamble it? Come on, Wiggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have took it to Encore. Lay down a bet, right? You know, I love to shoot craps.
Right.
Throw 200 on the money line.
Boom.
Boom. 7-Eleven or yo, and next thing you know,
you're buying a new car.
There's $400 I got. Right. One more bet, boom, 7-Eleven or yo.
That $200 could have turned into you buying that Bentley that you were driving the other day.
Oh, I missed the Bentley. Where was it?
Curtis?
Was it here?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Did you have to give it back already?
I had to give it back. Shout out to my man, John Gotti, Auto Body.
Dang.
But yes. It
Number three.
He says he has another one.
What's
for
going
me.
On in what there? Is going what on? Is going on?
I'm unraveling. This is unbelievable. I've hit the most wrong buttons I've ever hit in my life.
What's
today.
Going
I'm sorry.
On? I don't
Nothing.
Get it.
I have no excuse. Yeah. I'm unraveling.
He says he has another one for me. Another Bentley.
Okay. Now this was an SUV Bentley.
No. This was my dream car. And I've always wanted this car since I remember getting to Jets training camp and seeing Wayne Krebet drive one, the Bentley four door Flying Spur.
Okay, I got to look this up.
Oh, and it's just luxury. That has always been my dream car, the four-door Bentley.
Yep. Oh, yeah, this is nice.
Ernie Bach has a beautiful one, V12 gray. Oh, man.
What color was the one you had?
It was black on black.
Oh,
everything
it
black.
Don't crack, I'll
yeah,
tell you that.
Everything wow. black. Black rims, black everything. So, but
cheapest
yeah.
I'm seeing for you to get this car, what would you say?
The cheap, it depends. If you get a used one, you probably can get a used one for like a buck, like a 2021, you probably get for like a $150.
All right, brand 2025.
I tell you, brand new, probably somewhere between 250 to 280.
Cheapest I'm seeing for new, 285.
Yeah.
So do you get a warranty with that or you have to pay extra?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful car.
Could not imagine driving a car that's $250,000.
He said it felt like you were in your living room couch.
Yeah. Well, it should.
Yeah, that $200 could have been what led me to get my Bentley.
You actually cost Wiggy a Bentley.
Yeah, I did.
You did, see, Courtney?
I apologize.
Courtney, honey. Your father here. Please let that Jackson fellow know if him and his lady need a place to stay. We have an extra room, or the same room. Just tell him to pick up a couple of pineapples at that Costco place he keeps talking about first. Thanks, honey. Bye.
Well, look at what you've done. Look at you did it, Wiggy.
You're Courtney.
If you meet my parents, they are like so. I don't even know if I've seen my parents kiss much. Like they are
right in that wheelhouse.
No, they your are dad not.
Is, your dad's put together and your mom is put together. So don't even try to go down that road. And Courtney's the one who told us this.
I did you not. Said, I said I found out I grew up in a neighborhood that my parents did not partake in. Not everybody was involved.
Well, you know what you do is you cop to the thing that the least is what you'd be like the least embarrassing story. So they right. knew that you were going to eventually find out that there were swingers around. Right. So they said it was by accident.
Yeah. You always told us you grew up in a swinger community.
Right. I found out at a later date and my parents and I immediately said my parents were not involved.
And they live in Florida right next to
community. They
were in Ireland during a random swingers convention.
Bingo.
What?
Yes.
And they stayed there.
I sent it to the group.
Yeah.
Well, I was in Ireland.
People. And this was, but they stayed after you left.
Yeah, but they were golfing.
Yeah, okay.
Well, okay.
That's what they call golf.
Anything else?
That's the nickname.
Foursome.
Swing!
I'm going to switch it up today for the first time ever because, good Lord, Jackson stinks. Have a good day.
Comes with sitting in that chair, Jack.
Yeah. It's a lot of buttons.
Yes,
over
it
there.
Does. Yeah, I know. I guess most people have never made mistakes on their work.
I couldn't sit in that
chair.
Well,
I mean, this is a bunch.
Yeah, I know. But haven't you ever made a mistake?
Of course, I make them all the time. If you listen to this radio station, you can hear the drops.
Yeah, but does anybody like get mad at you and like you know?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, people get mad at me.
Really?
Very mad.
What kind of mistake could somebody get mad at you for? Who cares? It's a mistake. You know, move on.
Oh.
No big deal.
I mean, if you listen to this radio station for a decade, I was yelled at literally 5 hours a day.
Well, that's because you were drinking a gallon of alcohol while working. That is a mistake that should be yelled at.
No,
why do you take it so personally?
No, it's not, I don't. It seems like you're taking it personally. I'm not trying to make a mistake, but you get so angry when I do.
No, it's just more so.
It's just the fact that you don't seem to care.
Of course I care.
Then why do they repeat?
There's a lot of buttons.
Because I made that's a mistake. That's what a mistake is. I did not mean to repeat it. It was a mistake.
Yeah, I think we just want to, everyone should learn from their mistakes.
Yeah, right, you want a smooth jaw. I get it. Right, but yeah.
I stopped drinking. Yep. That was a while ago. But yep,
I cried once on air. I didn't cry again.
Yep.
That you did.
Yeah, I did cry
that
once.
That was because of Greg.
It's very spooky. It was a spooky day.
Wait a second.
And again, Wiggy was so nice that day. He could see that my I had like tears in my eyes, and he was trying to take the conversation away from me. He's letting me collect myself. Unfortunately, that just didn't happen.
That's all right. We all cry on air.
Yeah, we're all emotional. Yeah. I mean, I'm
Rich
human.
Keefe cried on air.
Yep.
Michael Hawley, I believe he cried on air.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. In this seat.
Yeah, you cried on air. Yep. That is true.
It all happens, you know.
It does.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll say goodbye after.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.